Donald Trump's new book, Crippled America, How to Make America Great Again, went on sale Tuesday. It reinforces his campaign message that he would make the country strong again. Trump said his rival Ben Carson does not have the energy it takes to be president.
We need somebody with tremendous energy to straighten out the military, to straighten out ISIS, to straighten out our horrible trade deals, to terminate Obamacare and come up with something far better for far less money. You need somebody with tremendous personal energy as president. We have a president right now that doesn't have energy.
Republican candidates by and large criticized the Obama administration and pledged to dismantle some of his policies. On Monday, the president ridiculed Republicans who suggest that the United States was better off before he took over.
According to them, everything was really good in 2008 when we were going through the worst economic crisis in our lifetimes. Unemployment and uninsured rates were up, and we were hopelessly addicted to foreign oil, and bin Laden was still on the loose. This apparently was the golden age that I messed up.
Several Republican presidential candidates, including current frontrunner Ben Carson, have teamed up to demand changes in the televised debates that would include limiting provocative moderator questions.
We should have moderators who are interested in disseminating the information about the candidates.
But the idea has been all but abandoned after it met with widespread criticism and was mocked by President Obama.
If you can't handle those guys, you know, then I don't think the Chinese and the Russians are going to be too worried about you.
While the Republican camp still does not have a consistent frontrunner one full year before the election, Hillary Clinton has established a strong lead on the Democratic side. Zlatica Hoek, VOA News, Washington.